not sure if you've seen, but the movie Groundhog Day is currently trending. Bill Murray, Andy McDowell, Punxsutawney Phil, repeating the same day over and over again. Art mirrors life, or in this case, life, I guess, mirrors art. I'll pass on a rewatch. I need more of a breather from my entertainment these days, but I get it. Here we are at another Thursday, the last day of the first week of May, in fact, and it can seem like we're just hitting Sonny and Cher off the alarm radio every morning until we go to sleep and do it all over again tomorrow. Which is why Jesus' repeated theme in recent Gospels can be helpful. It's not so much, wait, didn't I hear that yesterday and the day before that? It's in moments of confusion, of conflict, of malaise, it's good to know a unity inside to carry us through. Today's gospel is part of John's Last Supper account. It's an emotionally charged meal. The washing of the feet has just occurred. Judas's betrayal is soon to come. And Jesus here offers these words. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me. And whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. We've heard this before, many times, toward the end of Lent and the beginning of Easter, many variations around this theme. And it might be good to hear every day, because this is something of Jesus' core. He is unified to the Father. He sends his disciples into the world unified to him. So as we groundhog through another day, waiting for Anthony Fauci to finally see his shadow, let's do it reflecting on Jesus' connection to the Father and his connection to us. How can that be our compass at a time of little movement? How can we connect more deeply into that unity we're invited to today?